Blog Talk Radio.
Of the fig tree. When its branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. And as we continue on this spiritual journey, we encourage you to visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org, our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.riversofrevival.com.
Power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for cleansing to Calvary side. There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power.
As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, there is power in the blood. Power in the blood. Power in the blood. The Great Commission, according to Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. The world is in a terrible condition, needing a Savior. Much of the condition of the world, the people therein, is because the Christian has lost its purpose. We are called to be the salt of the earth, according to Matthew 5, verse 13, which says, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? it is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and be trodden under foot of men. It is the responsibility of the church to preserve those in the earth, as salt preserves food. It is through the declaration of the Word of God that we do this, and not by church events and other things that are meant to entertain us as Christians. The world needs a reality check. That reality is that they are going to die, just like everyone else, and they do not know when they will. And because of this, they have a need that they cannot address on their own. At death, life can go no further without Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Because of this fact, the world does not need some earthly prosperity gospel, rather a truth that is sobering, and that truth is that every person will face a natural death. But only those who accept Jesus Christ will have eternal life. Why should we go to the world? Because God loves them so very much. In John 3, verse 16, we see God's great love for all of the world. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." He loves the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son as a ransom for their sins. You are being sent with this same message of God's love and redemption. Yet, they must know what they are redeemed from. They must know that Jesus Christ is God's rescue plan for them from eternal punishment in hell and the lake of fire. Beloved, I encourage you as Christians to go forth and honor the Great Commission.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved.
Heavenly Father, we come into your presence tonight as sinners repenting of our sins and ask your forgiveness. We pray that we will, with all readiness and preparation, be diligent to the service of the Lord. We pray that we will stay in our prospective calls. We pray that we will focus our attention on the word and the perfect will of God in accordance to the divine plan and instruction of God as written in his holy word. We pray that we will not seek after a title or position, but that you will make us into effective laborers. We pray that we will minister the unadulterated word of God, not mixed with men's opinions or worldly renditions. We pray that we speak the truth in love as a vessel demonstrating God's immeasurable love and forgiveness. We pray also for God's anointing upon our lives and ministries. We pray that we will be led of the Holy Spirit. We pray that the Lord will impart to us the gifts of the Holy Spirit that will enable us to minister to the needs of those he sends to us. We pray for the grace to finish the work started as ordered by the Lord until completion of assignment. Father, we thank you for the opportunity and the privilege to minister to your people. We pray, O God, for godly leadership in our lives. We pray that our eyes will be open to the vision of God for our lives and ministry. We pray that we be not stumbling blocks to the call that God has on our lives. We pray that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and that every tongue that rises against us in judgment be condemned. Father, we thank you once again, and we pray that we sow bountifully, we will also reap bountifully, knowing that we have all sufficiency in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. And as we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, I have the power of God flowing through my life and ministry. Acts 1 verse 8 says, "But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Praise be to God. As we continue tonight, the scripture will be taken from Joel chapter 1. The word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Petuel, "Hear this, ye old men, and give ear, all ye inhabitants of the land. At this being in your days, or even in the days of your fathers, tell ye your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation. That which the palmer worm hath left, hath the locust eaten, and that which the locust hath left, hath the canker worm eaten, and that which the canker worm hath left, hath the caterpillar eaten. Awake, ye drunkards, and weep, and howl all ye drinkers of wine, because of the new wine, if it is cut off from your mouth. For a nation is come up upon my land, strong and without number, whose teeth are the teeth of a lion, and he hath the cheek teeth of a great lion. He hath laid my vine waste, and barked my fig tree. He hath made it clean bare, and cast it away. The branches thereof are made white. Lament like a virgin girded with sackcloth for the husband of her youth. The meat offering and the drink offering is cut off from the house of the Lord. The priest, the Lord ministers, mourn. The field is wasted. The land mourneth, for the corn is wasted. The new wine is dried up. The oil languisheth. Be ye ashamed, O ye husbandmen, all O ye vine dressers, for the wheat and for the barley, because the harvest of the field is perished. The vine is dried up, and the fig tree languisheth. The pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree, even all the trees of the field are withered, because joy is withered away from the sons of men. Gird yourselves and lament, ye priests. O ye ministers of the altar, come, lie all night in sackcloth, ye ministers of my God. For the meat offering and the drink offering is withholden from the house of your God. Sanctify ye a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God, and cry unto the Lord. Alas for the day! For the day of the Lord is at hand, and as a destruction from the Almighty shall it come. Is not the meat cut off before our eyes? Yea, joy and gladness from the house of our God. The seed is rotten under their clods. The garners are laid desolate. The barns are broken down, for the corn is withered. How do the beasts groan? The herds of cattle are perplexed, because they have no pasture. Lay, the flocks of sheep are made desolate. O Lord, to thee will I cry, for the fire had devoured the pastures of the wilderness, and the flame had burned all the trees of the field. The beasts of the field cry also unto thee, for the rivers of waters are dried up, and the fire had devoured the pastures of the wilderness. Let us honor God's word. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Continue to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world. The scripture tells us, I have the healing anointing operating in my life. When I lay hands on the sick, they recover. Mark 16, verse 17 and 18 says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. I have the power to bind and cast out devils. When I speak in the name of Jesus Christ, devils flee. Mark 16, verse 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. With God in my life, all things are possible. Philippians 4, verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our lesson in a series, Understanding the Book of Revelation, and tonight we will conclude the lesson, The Origin of Man. Our next lesson will be the Book of Daniel, comparison to the Book of Revelation. Humility is a function of walking in the Spirit. Satan introduced pride, telling them that if they ate of the tree in disobedience to God, then they would be as gods. Genesis 3, verse 1 through 6. Pride is centered on reliance of the flesh and self. This caused man to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and thus man sought for and is still seeking his own wisdom, knowledge, and direction. God is the center of truth. When man sought after God's status without God, they sinned and caused a stop to them walking unhindered in the Spirit. Sin always pushes us away from God. When God created Adam, He placed in him all the nations of the earth, every hair color, every eye color, every skin color, every ear texture, and all that we see in the multitudes of humanity was in Adam's genes. Our God is a God of variety, making each person distinctive and different. All of these distinctions and differences were in Adam when God created him. Besides Adam, all people who ever lived on the planet descended from three other people, of which we do not even know their name, and they are Eve, Adam's wife, Noah, and Noah's wife. We do not know her name. The nations of the world that we see today all descended from the sons of Noah, who are Shem, Ham, Japheth. They were triplets, giving the beginning of nations equality in time of origin. We know this because Genesis 5, verse 32 tells us that Noah was 500 years old when he begat all three of his sons. At one time, all men spoke one language. Genesis 11, verse 1. But were prideful, trying to build a tower that could reach heaven. You could read that in Genesis 11, verse 4. This was done because they distrusted God and did not want God to scatter them, perhaps through another flood. God came down from heaven and confounded their language, causing them not to be able to understand each other's speech. This all took place in a place called Shinar, which is located somewhere in Iraq, or Iraq, if you will. Because their speech sounded like Babel, a confusion of words causing them not to be understood, the city was called Babylon, because they babbled. This caused them to disperse out to different places, probably with those who spoke the language that they could understand. Different ethnos probably spoke the same language. Those who spoke the same language most likely migrated in certain regions of the earth. It is important that you understand that at this time the earth was just one big land mass. For there was not as yet different continents. Sometime after the confusion of the languages, the land was divided. Genesis 10, verse 25, gives evidence to this fact, which says, "And unto Eber were born two sons. The name of one was Peleg, for in his days was the earth divided. And his brother's name was Joktan." The meaning of the name Peleg in Hebrew means split or divide, referring to an earthquake. This probably caused the isolation of the races and various languages to various regions or continents. It was most likely an earthquake that caused the shifting and breaking of the tectonic plates in the earth. As proof of this, take a look at the map of the world and cut out the continents. You will find that they fit together as a puzzle forming one body of land.
Thank you.
let us do thy will. Blessed Lord and only Savior, with thy love our bosoms fill.
As we continue on this spiritual journey, I am redeemed from the curse of the law, poverty, sickness. Galatians 3 verse 13 says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. I have the anointing operating in my life. When I am ministering the word of God, people are affected by the power of God in the word that is flowing through me. Hebrews 4 verse 12 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of souls and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world. on honoring the Great Commission. We have just concluded the lesson on the origin of man, and we will continue on this journey to the Book of Daniel comparison of the Book of Revelation. God's biological clock. God as a clock. It is a spiritual and prophetic clock. Like any clock, God's clock has two hands, an hour and a minute hand. The hour hand is a nation of Israel. The minute hand is the Genesis creation week. This clock is a divine mechanical timepiece. The two hands of this clock are nearing the midnight hour. It is said that midnight is the darkest hour, true or false. When these two hands strike midnight, it will be the beginning of the world's darkest hour. This clock gives us specificity as to the spiritual times we are living in. We can tell time by observing the deteriorating spiritual condition of the world and the church, including studying critical events in Israel's experience. Matthew 24, verses 32 through 35, Mark 13, verses 28 through 31, Luke 21, verses 29 through 33, and Jeremiah chapter 24, Joel chapter 1, Hosea chapter 9, and Micah chapter 4. In this lesson, we will study both the prophecy in Daniel of Israel's 70 weeks and the prophetic significance of the creation week. The book of Genesis records that the earth was restored from a chaotic state. It had to be restored so man could inhabit it. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Isaiah 45, verse 18. The earth had become desolate, lacking ecological order. It was unable to sustain life. It became this way because it was involved in a judgment. Its state was the result of a judgment, making it void of sustainability. I believe this state was caused by the Luciferian judgment when Lucifer, Satan, and his angels were cast out of heaven because of rebellion against God. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing over the water, and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. 2 Peter 3, verses 5 through 7. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. That's Luke 10, verse 18. An unspecified amount of time passed with the earth in this state until the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God spoke order to the earth, chaos and darkness. Genesis 1, verses 2 through 4. With those words, the earth was brought back from void destruction to purposeful construction. This process is called the creation week, a period of 7 days. The seventh day being a day of completion and rest. The 7 days of creation also represent a prophetic timeline. This prophetic timeline is similar to the legend on a map. The map legend is a symbol and a map that tells you how many miles an inch or a centimeter represents. This gives the traveler the ability to calculate the distance between 2 points. Equipped with that information, they can further calculate how far and how long it will take to get to the destination of their choice. A map legend might tell you that an inch represents 100 miles. So if you measure the distance between two cities with a ruler and it measures the distance between the New York State and Delaware at 1 1/2 inches, that would mean that you would have traveled 150 miles from New York to get to Delaware. The 7 days of creation are God's timeline, with each day representing approximately 1,000 years. The scripture says in 2 Peter 3, verse 8, But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The first 6 prophetic days represents the length of time that man would be allowed to govern by human self-will, approximately 6,000 years. Mankind was originally created to function under God's divine authority, but he rebelled against God in the Garden of Eden. Nevertheless, man's past and present self-rule will be relinquished back in the hands of God. This will culminate in the 7th prophetic day, the day God rested, called the Sabbath day, and the 7,000th year of man's existence will be under the millennial reign, or 1,000-year government of Christ. The 7 days of the creation week represent 6,000 years of human government, with man proving he cannot self-govern without war, bloodshed, destruction, and rebellion against God, resulting with the 7th day or 7,000 year being the reign of Christ on the earth as the king. Jews and Christians have looked for. Why is this important? Because when we say these are the last days or end times, we are referring to the last 2,000 years since Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. Each of the 1,000 year represents one prophetic day in God's timeline. From Adam to Christ is approximately 4,000 years, or four prophetic days. From Christ to the present is approximately 2,000 years, or as stated, two prophetic days, for a total of six prophetic days and God's timeline, which would be 6,000 years. The dawning of the seventh prophetic day is before us. However, prior to its arrival, two things must happen: the glorifying and the rapture of true Christian believers, and the tribulation period. The tribulation mentioned in Deuteronomy. Did you know that the tribulation was mentioned in the Bible as early as the book of Deuteronomy? It was mentioned even before the Jews had entered the Promised Land and were yet in the wilderness. Deuteronomy 4, verses 30 and 31. When thou art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God, and shalt be obedient to his voice, for the Lord thy God is merciful God, he will not forsake thee, nor forget the covenant thy fathers which he sware unto them. God, through Moses, warned the Israelites that if they turned from the Lord God, they would come under judgment. However, if they repented, turning from their idolatry and rebellion, he would forgive and restore them. The Israelites did indeed forget the great God who had brought them out of cruel bondage in Egypt. God had brought them out. We will take a short break and come right back.
Thank you.
As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, we have just come to the end of this first segment of the Book of Daniel, comparison of the Book of Revelation. And as we continue on this journey, we will continue these teachings, the judgment for sin, on Sunday of this week. We would like to encourage you to visit our Christian social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. Our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. Our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated School of Ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.riversofrevival.com. As we continue on this spiritual journey, we would like to extend an invitation to you. I pray that the lesson was a blessing to you. And if you would like more information on previous lessons, we will be very happy to honor your request if you would just write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you have previously accepted Him and turned away from Him, I encourage you tonight to rethink that decision and submit to the Lord and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew 16, verse 24 says, He said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me." Tonight, Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. For those who are turned away from Him, He's waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your lives. I am going to ask you to renew your commitment to Jesus Christ tonight before it's too late. Romans 3 verse 10 says, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." Romans 3 verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans 6, verse 23 says, For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans 10, verse 9 says, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Beloved, I'm encouraging you tonight to rethink your decisions. Beloved, it does not matter what you have done, what sins you have committed. There is still time to repent of those sins and to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
For behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me to pay every man according as his work shall be.
Jesus is coming.
He's gonna save the church.
Save the church someday.
So be watchful and be ready.
Watchful and be ready.
I hear my Savior say,
I hear my Savior say,
when the trump of God shall sound,
trump of God shall sound,
and the dead in Christ shall rise,
the dead in Christ shall rise,
all the saints shall rise up,
saints.
Hallelujah.
My Jesus was about to depart from this earth, his disciples, he appeared unto them.
Hallelujah.
They asked him, Master, please will you tell us, Lord, what shall the sign of your coming be? He said, let not your heart.
When I will come again.
once again, I would like to encourage you to take this seriously and to join me in prayer tonight, asking the Lord to forgive you of your sins and to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you would just pray with me tonight. Heavenly Father, have mercy on me, a sinner. I believe in you and that your word is true. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and that he died on the cross so that I may now have forgiveness for my sins and eternal life. I know that without you in my heart, my life is meaningless. I believe in my heart that you, Lord God, raised him from the dead. Please, Jesus, forgive me for every sin I have ever committed or done in my heart. Please, Lord Jesus, forgive me and come into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. I need you to be my Father and my friend. I give you my life, and I ask you to take full control from this moment on. I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Dearly beloved, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way to peace and happiness. However, salvation is not mental. It is of the heart. When you truly born again, there is something in you that will cause you to be different. Your goals, motives, attitudes, and actions will begin to change. While this does not mean that you will never make mistakes again, it does mean that you will not purposely or knowingly continue to sin. God's word is truth and life to your spirit. Your spirit needs to be fed and nourished. It is very important that you become part of and regularly attend a Bible-believing church that is filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, where the power of God is in action to feed the Spirit of God that is in the new you. We at House of Christ Ministries would be honored to have you as part of this ministry. It is also important for you to learn God's word by reading the Bible on a regular basis. I encourage you to start by reading the book of John, then proceed to the book of Matthew, and then read the entire New Testament. It is also important that you receive sound teaching. we encourage you to become part of our ministry. God is always with you. So praying to God in Jesus' name and talking to God will help bring you closer into His presence. Singing songs of praise to God and participating in fellowship with other Christians will help bring you closer in the presence of God as well. We are here to help you. We will answer any questions you might have, and we will point you in the right direction. Please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Without regard to your past, you are welcome to the family of God. Please join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis, R-E-V Davis. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When her branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is near. So ye in like manner, when ye shall see things come to pass, know that it is nigh, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. God bless you for tuning in tonight, and good night.